Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
After this, the Lord appointed another 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Christmas, it's a morning of such joy. It's such excitement as we join together and celebrate the good news that we have at Christmas. Who's wearing their Christmas clothes this morning? Anyone wearing Christmas clothes? It's just me. I wake up, I get new clothes, I want to put them on. So I'm 98% Christmas this morning. You can guess whether the watch, maybe. It's good job, Katie. It's the best way of shopping. I just open the presents and it's exciting to find out what I'll wear. When we open presents, we open with an expectation that we'll get something that we'll enjoy, something that will bring us joy. I remember when I was little, my mum was really organized and she'd have the presents out there for weeks. And I really loved to see future joy brought into the present. And so I would go and I would shake the presents. I'd feel the presents. I'd kind of peek under the corners of the presents. I remember there was one year that there was one thing that I just couldn't figure it out. I didn't know what it was. And so I went, and as I was trying to peer under and just trying to figure out what it was, I tore it. And that was a present that I managed to stick some tape on. And Mum was strictly a three pieces of tape per present person. No more. We were on a budget. And so I had to carefully put it back on so that she wouldn't notice that I knew what was now in that present. But for me, Christmas was exciting. At night, I used to wait and sleep quietly until I felt this weight appear at the end of my bed. I knew my Santa sack was there, and I would then crawl out, pull the Santa sack under the covers, and then I would proceed to feel to try and find out what I had. And when I couldn't figure out what I had by feeling, I would pull out the torch and discover what it was. And finally, when I knew everything that was in the Santa sack, I could rest peacefully, knowing that I was going to be joyful in the morning, I'd have something to share, and there'd be more presents still that day. Christmas is full of so much excitement. But I don't know about you, but as you get older, the excitement of opening presents lessens. When I open presents now, I kind of look at them and know that they're not going to give me the same excitement and joy that I got back then. Generally, the cost of bringing excitement and joy has multiplied to the extent that those presents don't happen that often, right? When we embrace this season, we embrace some of the joy of being around family. We look forward to good quality time with people, those conversations and those connections. There's a hope that Christmas will be peaceful and joyful as we spend time as a family. We embrace this season hoping we'll get something out of it, hoping that it will fill us with a bit of joy. I love the way kids approach Christmas. They open the presents and they expect those presents to bring them joy. As adults, and I think as you grow up, you begin to look beyond the presents and you kind of start to look to this place of, well, a year's finished, it's complete. New Year's coming. What can I do in this year to come that will bring me joy? If I just fix this, then I'll have joy. I've got these couple of weeks over Christmas. If I just tick these things off my to-do list, then I'll have joy. If I get to the Boxing Day sales, I'll have a little bit of joy out of that. Maybe this year I want to give up something, and because I know that my life will have more joy if I give that up. Maybe if this was to happen, I would have more joy in my life. And so it's a time of year where we really evaluate a year past and we look forward to a year ahead and we celebrate some of the things that have brought us joy, but we really look forward because we want something a little bit better next year. If you're like me, you don't really invest in the things that don't bring you short-term joy. I invest in things that allow me to rejoice in those moments. I'm not very good at looking 5 years ahead and going, in 5 years, that's going to bring me joy. I really invest in the things that I think will bring me joy now. But as we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate in this tension of knowing that Jesus didn't come yesterday. He came a couple of thousand years ago. He came a couple of thousand years ago to bring us joy, a joy that is a foretaste now to be fulfilled in the future. The disciples, as Jesus sent them out, he sent out the 72 and he sent them out and they returned and they celebrated the gifts that God had given them. The gift of authority over evil, the gift of bringing healing, of seeing his kingdom come. And as they came back, they rejoiced at the victory that they had over evil. They rejoiced that the Spirit submitted to them. But Jesus said, well, I've kind of seen that. I've seen Satan fall like lightning from heaven. That's not the place where your joy is at. I've given you this authority, yeah, to trample over snakes and scorpions and overcome the power of the enemy. However, don't rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. At that time, Jesus, full of joy, it says in verse 21, through the Holy Spirit said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you are pleased to do. I've hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. You see, I think the thing that happens as we get older is we forget how to be like little children. And Christmas is something that little children know how to celebrate because they open a present with a surprise. There's an expectancy that what will come will be good. And as we get older, we can lose some of that expectancy. You see, it's not through our great learning. It's not through our ability to fix our lives. It's not through our ability to make things right, to make better goals, to give things up, to take things up, to purchase things, to fix relationships. It's not through all these abilities that we as wise and learned and grown-up adults receive joy at Christmas. You see, it's not about us opening up presents. It's about God's presence coming to us. You see, at Christmas, we remember that God the Father sent God the Son to come to us. We remember that God the Son came as a helpless babe, lived as one of us. He chose the path of humility to lead us into his family, to invite us into relationship. We learn that it's actually in relationship that fullness of joy is experienced. That as we get to know God in relationship, that fullness of joy is experienced. That not as we open something up, that not as we just connect, we do experience joy with each other, but it's as we connect with him and learn to walk with him that we experience fullness of joy. You see, God took on flesh to invite us into this relationship, to save us from the need to prove ourselves, to the need to carry our burdens, the need to fix ourselves, the need to fix life. Jesus says to us, walk with me and everything will be better. It's not that you won't walk through hard times. It's not that troubles won't come. It's not that things won't be hard, but walk with me and things will be better. See, in his presence is fullness of joy. In his presence, as the disciples learned, evil will no longer rule over you. The evil that plagues your thoughts as you wait in the silent time alone will no longer rule over you. You'll find a new security, a new identity as you walk with Jesus, as you become like Jesus. You see, we become like the one who we spend the most time with. And as we spend time with Jesus, we become like Jesus. In his presence, we become like him. It's not earned by being wise, but it's being like a child and walking with him, holding his hand, allowing him to guide you through whatever is going on in life at the moment. And Jesus offers to us to carry our burdens. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. As we come to him and as we turn from finding all our joy in the ways of the world, we're confident that in his presence, times of refreshing come as we turn from the ways of the world to we turn to Jesus. But it's not just about the walk. See, Jesus is not just walking and heading and enjoying this life with us. Jesus is heading in a direction. He's prepared for us a home with God the Father in heaven. So at Christmas, we really celebrate, yes, Jesus has given us a foretaste of heaven now. But yes, Jesus, as he has come now, he will return again. You see, Jesus has a mission for us as he walks with us. It's to do the same mission that he gave his disciples, and that's to see his kingdom come, his will done, his kingdom expanded throughout the earth so that more people may know and receive and walk in the joy and look forward to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus wants you to have a future-centered hope, a hope beyond the presents that you might open, the celebrations that you might have, the years ahead, a hope that is firmly found in the future that is eternal with him and fullness of joy, a future that has no tears, no suffering, no pain. And Jesus promises us that one day he will return to take us there, that hope will one day be fulfilled. And as a guarantee that he will return, he's with us now. He's promised us that he will return, but Jesus doesn't want us to just walk with him. Jesus wants us, like the disciples were sent, to invite others to walk with him. Jesus says the workers are few, but the harvest is plenty. I love Psalm, I think it's Psalm 126, where it talks about those who go out weeping to sow seeds will come back reaping songs of joy. You see, joy is not just received as we enjoy relationship with Jesus, but joy is received as we take on the mission of Jesus. So it's not just I know Jesus, I have a hope in the future, and that brings me joy. It's I know Jesus, I walk with Jesus, and I partner with Jesus in what he wants to do on this earth. And as we partner with him, as we invite others to know him and sow those seeds of the truth about the kingdom, that we receive the songs of joy as we reap the harvest of the kingdom. You see, Christmas is about his presence being with us and us bringing his presence to someone else. So as you think about giving out presents today, I want you to think about how God, if you know him, has actually given you of his presence to share with others. That the greatest blessing that you can bring others is not the gift that's wrapped in paper, but the gift that is wrapped in your flesh as his spirit dwells within you. The gift of the Holy Spirit is his greatest gift to us now as we look towards eternity as we're wrapped in his family. You see, Jesus has included us in this mission that brings his heart great joy, but not just his heart, the whole of heaven. You see, what does it say when one person becomes a believer? It says the whole of heaven celebrates. And so why do we find joy as we reap the harvest of heaven? Because the whole of heaven is celebrating with us. And so if you want to join in the joy of Christmas, you need to join in the mission of Christmas. It's about us bringing the joy of Jesus' presence to other people. Now, as we head towards eternity, there's a question that we need to ask. And the question that we need to ask is, as we come before Jesus in eternity, is, will he know us? Will we know him? As we come to that throne, and you don't kind of like the idea of judgment at Christmas, but that's what it is. It says we will all be judged because of what we've done. Will we be judged because of what we've done, or will we be judged because of who we know? If you know Jesus, then you'll be judged based on what he has done. And so anything bad that you have done will be laid on him, the one who died for the sins of us all. And so when you come to heaven, will you be judged based on your work or the finished work of Jesus? See, Jesus came this Christmas, last Christmas, 2,000 years ago, to bring you joy, but not just joy to be experienced in a moment, but a joy that can last until eternity. Will you remember him? Will you walk with him? And will you invite others to walk with him this Christmas? Will you lift your eyes and will you look for him to come? He's with us here as we meet this morning. He wants to meet with you here as we meet this morning. You can't open the present and try and figure out what it is before you actually get to unwrap it. The way we get to know Jesus is we actually go, Jesus, I'd like you to be a part of my life. I want to walk with you. I believe what God's word says, that for those that meet with him, there is fullness of joy. I'm willing to invite you in and take you up on what you say, walk with you, and see you change the way my life is. And I want to trust you that as I share you with others, that I will reap in that. As much as I have to overcome my own barriers, that in that I will reap the fullness of joy that you offer to me. And so, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you offer us this Christmas fullness of joy. We thank you that in your name there is love and life and hope. Lord, we thank you for those here that know you and walk with you. Lord, we thank you for those that are here that don't really know you, but yet are here as a simple act of walking with others, maybe that are walking with you, or maybe seeking to walk with you ourselves. You might like just to, in your heart, respond to Jesus, and you might like to pray a little prayer like this. Lord Jesus, I know a little about you, but I want to know you more. I've heard that you bring fullness of joy. I want to know your joy. Lord, with what I have here this morning, I want to follow you. And I trust as I walk with you, that you will reward me with the joy and the fruit of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.